Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Avais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, Shimon ben Oyomer. So we said in the previous Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel was the leader of Klal Yisrael, he was a grandson of Hillel, and he was the Nasi for a long time before the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, his son Shimon, there were two. The first one, he lived in the final Dar before the Churban Bayis, and he's one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. He's one of the 10 people that were killed by the Roman king that we cry for, Erev Yom Kippur, and on Tisha B'Av. So Shimon ben Oyomer, Shimon, his son, meaning before we said Rabban Gamliel, now we speak about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He said, Kol Yamai, all my days, Gedalti ben HaChachamim. I grew up amongst the Chachamim. I watched their Hanhaga. I watched how they acted. I watched how they learned Torah. I watched their Midas. And I did not find any mida laguf that is better for the guf elashtika, silence. A person who hears somewhat embarrass him and instead of shooting back remains silent, he resists the urge to respond, you spare your own body, your own guf. Because if you continued on in this machlekes, your guf will pay the price. And also the schar for not answering back is beyond imagination. Some say this isn't only during a machloikis. In general, limit your speech to words of Torah, to mitzvahs, going over and giving someone chizik, making someone feel good, say a nice good morning, a nice good evening, be cheerful, but not stomp to plopple. That's the best thing for your guf. If it doesn't have to be said, don't say it. He also taught us, V'loi ha-midrash hu ha-ikar. It's not the darshaning of Torah that's the main thing, Ela HaMaisa. It's acting the way the Torah wants you to act. The Batanura explains that his point over here is, not only is it good to be quiet when it comes to worldly things, but even with Limud HaTorah, the main schar is Beshvil HaMaisa. V'hadarish, one who darshans, but he's not Mekayim. It would have been better that he was shosek, that he was quiet, and not to darshan. So the bottom line is, someone who does not live up to what he learns and teaches, Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us he's better off remaining silent and not teaching this. And whoever talks too much, that brings to sin. Chava said to the Malach, oh, Hashem said, we shouldn't touch it. But that wasn't true. Hashem never said not to touch it. Hashem said not to eat it. So what happened then? The Malach kind of pushed her and said, you see, you touch it, nothing happened. Just like you didn't die when you touched it, you won't die when you eat it. And that's what led to the chait of her eating the peri. Now, Kindalach, I'm sure you're going to ask a question. But Chava knew that Hashem never said not to touch it. So what was the point that she touched it and nothing happened? So some say she didn't know. That's what Adam Arishan told her. Yet some explain that sometimes when we say something, even though we know it's not 100% true, what happens is after a while, we kind of begin to believe it ourselves. Whatever the case may be, the general rule is, the less you talk, the better. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tainus, Re'isi Kasev, I saw it written, B'sefer Echad, when a person wants to donate a Tainus, donate a Tainus Dibur. Tainus Dibur, that means not to talk, is better than a Tainus of not eating. It won't hurt your guf, it won't hurt your neshama, you won't get weak. Of course, when someone talks to you, you have to answer back politely. But don't say things that are unnecessary. There's a sefer from Reb Yediyah HaPanini. And he says, you know why Hashem gave us two ears and one mouth? Because you're supposed to listen to double the amount that you talk.